commute from home into Brisbane, if you're from Gympie. I've got a text here from Don from Dickey Beach. The North Gympie line can hardly be called a service or a rail line at all. Two services a day, plus they're unreliable. I pity those trying to commute to Brisbane for work. I've had a stroke. I'm 100% dependent on public transport. I've been desiring to get to Gympie from the southern Sunshine Coast for some time to travel on the restored Merri Valley Rattler Heritage Steam Train service between Queensland, between Old Gympie and Amamore. But it is currently not possible to travel to Gympie from Caloundra area in the same day by public transport. This is scandalous and must be costing the new Rattler group an enormous amount of potential revenue from the retired, handicapped and pensioners wishing to go on the Rattler but cannot, due to no return public transport on the Sunshine Coast. A rail service advocacy group is slamming the Gympie North Rail Service as unreliable in the same veins, with the Rail Back on Track group going on to say that it's rare these days if the two daily services to and from Gympie North from Brisbane actually make it on time or at all. We'll hear from them in just a moment, but Nick King is the Executive General Manager of City Train with Queensland Rail. He's read the complaints concerns raised by the group and the public, so I asked him if there was a reliability problem with the service.
What we have seen over the last 12 months is an improvement in the overall performance of the railway in the Gympie North Corridor. What we do know is that it's below our target of 95%. Therefore, we're working very hard to improve the overall performance. And what we have seen is just under a 1% improvement in trains running on time from 2017 to 2018. So we ended last year at 93.4% of trains on time, and we want to get that to 95. Oh, I think any railway that any customer that's travelling on our network deserves to have a railway that's running at 95%. Therefore, we have to strive as the operator to achieve those targets. That's very, very important. So we recognise that it's important. And what we're doing is we're modernising the signalling system. We're installing a new police outpost in Northgate. We have put in bridge detection equipment at Nambour, Moolah and at Lawton, which is important because it's one of the junctions that services the overall corridor. So we understand why people get frustrated when the trains are late, and they're right to be frustrated, and for that we do apologise. But what we are doing is striving and working really hard to improve it, and last year we had 96 fewer delayed trains than the year before. We managed to reduce the impact time from an average of 23 minutes to an average of 13 minutes last year. And as important is that we actually had 22 less cancellations in 2018 than we did in 2017. Now, I'm not trying to say that these are perfect and great results. I'm just saying that we're on our journey of improvement, and we will continue to strive to do more as we do over the coming 12 months.
Does it have anything to do with a failure to ensure that trains with ATP capability are there to replace the ICE trains?
The old trains, the old ICE trains, as you refer to, that have got the ATP, the Automatic Train Protection System that operates up in the northern part of our SEQ territory, that is a more difficult system to maintain. The ICE trains are at the coming towards the end of their life, and what we will be doing over the next 24 months as we implement the new signalling system is to introduce newer trains, and that will be a combination of trains from either from the Queensland Rail maintained fleet or from the NGR fleet that we're now rolling out across the network.
Rail Back on Track also mentioned that the addition of a 20-minute comfort break for drivers broke the roster in 2016. How will the introduction of a second break in February affect the roster?
Since we're introducing a change to our rostering patterns in February, as you just referenced. That's been completely prepared for and planned extensively, and we would expect there to be no customer impact at all.
With the amount of services provided to Gympie, could that be improved? I've got Don of Dickey Beach, who's said that he's 100% dependent on public transport, and he says it's impossible for him to get from Caloundra to Gympie to ride the Merri Valley Rattler in the same day, and he thinks that's unacceptable.
I think the service that we have going up to Gympie North at the moment isn't sort of an average service level. Where you could imagine in the future is a more frequent railway. So I can imagine why people that are on the Sunshine Coast would want more trains. I understand that, and I think as we get into the future timetables, that's something that would be given serious consideration by us.
How far away do you predict that might be?
I'm not really in a position to comment on that right now, because that's a combined balance of how much rolling stock we've got, train crew, and the physical assets and the modernization of the signaling system. So bringing all those together, as you can imagine, is complex, and nearer the time when we're really clear, we would announce that.
That's Nick King, the Executive General Manager of City Train with Queensland Rail.